Ajatmata. Nobody is very careful to invite this person. Everyone is working very hard, undergoing severe austerities, penances, for becoming happy, not for becoming gifted. But gifted overcome us even without any endeavor, without any austerity, comfort. Prahlad Maharaj says that as gifted comes without any endeavor, similarly, because you have got a particular type of body, so your scanner of happiness is already there. Why you are wasting time for improving your scanner of? This whole world is traveling a scanner. In Indian independence means they are trying to bring it, the Western ways of life, technology, industry, but they do not know that Indian body is specially meant for something else, spiritual realization. That is indicated by Lord Chaitanya. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paro. The Indian body is specially meant for spiritual cultivation. These aspects do not. They are simply imitating, artificial. Therefore, with catastrophe, everything is chaos. To put horse before a car. Indian body is specially meant for spiritual culture. That you saw in the Kumbh Mela, millions of people simply coming for taking a deep into the Ganges, without any advertising, without any propaganda. Why? Automatically, they are inclined to make spiritual advancement. They are so faithful that it is in the Shastra, it is written, and during Magh Mela, if one lives there for 1 month and takes a deep into the Ganges and confluence of Ganges and Jamuna at such time, you see, a big city was constructed, unique in the world. You cannot find in any other part of the world that people have so much religiously enthusiasm. So these aspects you do not know. They are bringing in technology for India. This is a very important point that the Prahlad Maharaj said that sukham aindriyakam daitya dhiha jubina dhiha. The happiness, standard of happiness, is according to the body you have got. So you have got Indian body. Why you are trying for technology? The dukkham ajatlata. So, it is a platform of cooperation. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that those who have got Indian bodies, their duty is to utilize the instruction, the book, the philosophy, the religious procedure left by great sages, especially by Vyasdev, by Narad, by Asita, by Devala, the six Goswamis, Sarvoswamis. It is their duty to study all these literatures, to assimilate their purpose, why they made so many literatures. About Goswamis, it is said that nana sastra vichara nahi kanipano sadharma sastapako லூகாராங் ஹிதகாரினா திருமணே மன்னோ தமிழ்நாடு எல்லாம் கதிக்காராங் ஹிதகாரி simply for the benefit of the whole human society. As such, every Indian's duty is to assimilate the essence of the pastors and thus make his life perfect. And with that perfect idea of life, they should go all over the world and preach this cult of Krishna consciousness. That is Indian sentiment for that. And you can distribute your knowledge, but if you require some material benefit, the Western countries are far advanced. Why try yourself to manufacture motor cars? There are so many motor car manufacturers outside India, better motor cars. Just import that. And a cheaper price, better goods. No, that's what they will do. They will start a motor, a third-class motor industry, and exploit the people, which they could purchase at 3,000 or say 5,000 rupees. They have to pay here 50,000, 70,000, and wait for 6 months for a car. This is what they like. Why I select? Waste my time for manufacturing motor cars when it is available at 10,000 rupees. Better save my time. Just cultivate spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, and go. There's so much eager to accept this Hare Krishna movement. The government is jealous. They are not encouraging him in this movement. I am personally simply saying this. Nobody. This is the anomaly. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Don't try artificially for your happiness. You should be satisfied that a particular type which I have got, that is the standard of my happiness and distress. So I should be satisfied. That is the philosophy of devotee. Devotee is never distressed. Any artificial, they are sometimes seen in distress. They do not accept this distress. Satsena kampa sukhamakshamana. They can see that whatever it may be, distress or happiness, it is all Krishna's mercy. And that is a devotee's view. They are not distressed. Jasmin Sute Guru Napi Dukhena Na Vitalati. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, even in the severest type of distress, it's not distress. Guru Napi, Guru means very heavy. Guru Napi Dukhena, by distress, heavily distress. Na Vitalati is not distress. He knows that whatever is there, it is Krishna's mind. Let me make my progress in Krishna consciousness unhampered, without me, apratihata. Krishna consciousness is so nice that no material impediment can check it. It will go apratihata. Oh, it's the key. Jaya atma sampratihati. And by that way, you can have peace of your Atma. Sarvatra labhati daivāta jato dukkham ajadunam. Peace was, that is the significant Sanskrit Bhāgavatam. Peace in every word is so selective, so rightly placed, that you cannot suggest anything better than it. That is faster. Without an error, without any mistake, without any cheating, and without any imperfect. This is faster. Tat prayasa napattavya. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, don't try, don't waste your time, but take no life, my dear, demand. Dacia. He says, my dear Bhima, he starts there. He has it, Dacia. Tatprayasana kattabham, na kattabham. Don't waste your time for such endeavor. Jato ayud bayo param. The result is that you have got valuable divisions of duration of human life, you simply waste it. Jato ayud. Now, just see how much pool is there. The whole modern civilization is going on this process, simply wasting time. But if you say that you are wasting time, they will love you. But we have to accept this statement of Mahāyā. This kind of attempt for material improvement is simply waste of time. Āyū bhaya param. Āyū, you cannot increase your life by a second. The duration of your life is so valuable that you cannot increase a moment of your life by paying millions of dollars. Now we have passed yesterday, third March or fourth March yesterday? Fourth March 1971. Can you bring 1971 fourth March again by paying millions of dollars? Then, if that fourth March 1971 was wasted, then how much money we have wasted just imagine. Suppose you have got a diamond. It is $1 million. Right? So if it is lost for nothing, are you not sorry? Oh, I have lost my diamond, millions of dollars worth. But you are so foolish, you do not know that you have wasted your 4th March 1971 without Krishna consciousness, and you are still proud that you are making progress. You do not know the worth of your loss. Therefore, wasting time for sense gratification, Prahlad Maharaj says, no, don't do it. Na tatha tat prayasana kartavya. Don't ever endeavor in that way. Jato ayut bhayasaram. Simply the prophecy is that you waste your valuable life. Na tatha vrindate kshemam mukunda charanamrijam. Jata satatena prakarena kshemam na prapnati. Kshemam. Kshemam means protector. You cannot get any protection by wasting time of your life. Na tatha vrindate kshemam mukunda charanamrijam. But if you become Krishna conscious, Siddha, or the lotus feet of Mukunda. Mukunda is another name of Krishna. One whose little lotus feet can give us liberation is called Mukunda. Natatha vinnati kshima mukunda charanamrijam. You cannot be happy, you cannot make any progress of your life, this valuable human form of life, by any other means except by becoming Krishna conscious. Tato jateta kusala kshemaya bhavamashritaha sariram purusam jaman na vipaddhita puskalam. My dear friends, demons, therefore, you try to act auspiciously. Bhavamashrita. While you are in this material world, bhava, this world is called bhava, bhava samudra, the ocean of birth and death. Bhava means to become, to appear and disappear. Appear means you are not present, to appear and disappear. Bhutya bhutta paliya. So bhavamashrita. So long you are under the clutches of the material energy, accepting birth and death repeatedly. Bhavamashrita. So Shemaya Kusala. Just try for your auspiciousness. Don't waste your time. Tato Jateta Kusala. Simply endeavor for your real auspiciousness. Jateta Kusala. Shemaya Bhavamasa Sarirang Purusang Javan Na Vipaddita Puskalam. Prapya Purusa Rupa Sarirang Javat Puskalam Asti Na Vipaddita. Akhamang Na Bhave. Na Nakshe Iti Va Tavat Chidham Shemaya Jateta. So long you do not meet. Next step, please try to develop your Krishna consciousness. That will save you. Not by this economic improvement, by manufacturing every year fashionable motor car and riding on it. So, Tato jate tatusala shemaya bhavamashita sarirang purusang javan na vipaddi tapistaram. I am the spirit soul, I am in this body. Until the next separation takes place, just try for your auspicity, Krishna consciousness. Don't waste your time. Very important advice. This is called Bhagavata. Of course, it is very difficult to convince the people that why you are wasting time in this way. Get to this Krishna consciousness, that is your real auspicity. It is very difficult for them to accept, and it is very difficult to convince them, but still you have to do that, because it's a fact. How you can take shelter of falsehood? Satyam param dhīyam. We are plagued. The Bhagavad Dharma, Sattam Param Dhīma. We are taking shelter of the Supreme Truth. How you can make compromise? You have to say real fact. Who can challenge this statement of Prahlāda Mahārāja, as he said? Is there anybody who can challenge? Can you challenge anybody? What Prahlāda Mahārāja said? What is your challenge in question? Anyone? You are all from Europe, America, Japan. What is your? Is there any challenge? Not to say Pakistan. So you represent everyone. Just try to understand. This is Bhagavad Gita. We can challenge everyone. Pungsa birth now, he is analyzing the life. And that's how intelligent Prahlāda Mahārāja. This is Krishna conscious life. How nice instruction is given to his class 12, 5 years old boy. See, if you can produce such child, then it is successful marriage, otherwise it is a marriage. Produce a child like Prahlāda Mahārāja, who can teach from the very beginning of his life, Bhagavad Dharma. That is why Guru Mahārāja used to say that if I can produce a Krishna conscious child, I am prepared to marry 100 times. He was a sannyasi. But still, he used to say like that, I am prepared to marry 100 times. Why one wife? I will have 100 of wives. Otherwise, I will. Nothing to do. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami used to say like that. So, the seed, this is the ideal Krishna consciousness. Because this child, when he was baby, in the embryo of Mara, he heard from a perfect Krishna conscious personality, Narada Mahārāja. And that's the result. सत्संग छाड़ी कहीं असत विलास के कारण लगिल मोर कर्म मंद वाई दिस पीपल आर सफरिंग दे आर गिवन अप दे आर सिचुएशन ऑफ डिवोट सत्संग छाड़ी असत विलास दे आर सिंपली एंगेज इन नॉन सेंस ऑफ पीस के कारण लगिल मोर कर्म दे फॉर आई मीन टाइम बात करते बात देखता तो देख भाई Now, he says, Pumsa barsa satam ki ayu tadadhancha aditātmanaha. He says that 100 years, a person has got 100 years, maximum. Ayu tadadhancha aditātmanaha. Out of that 100 years, 50 years is, surely certainly to be wasted. 50 years. And 50 years means, suppose I was 100 years age, so I sleep, general people they sleep 12 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, that. Therefore, that 12 hours sleeping means I do not do anything, although I have got 24 hours at my disposal. Therefore, half of my age is with Ajitātmana, because I cannot control sleeping. So half my age is with. Pumsa varsa satam yayu sadadhancha jitātmana nishpalam jadasu rātrāṁ sete andhaṁ prāpitasthamā. Nishpalam, without any material benefit or spiritual benefit. Sleeping means without any material benefit. Because if you walk, suppose if there is eminent time, you walk somewhere for 6 hours, you get some money. That is not also possible, because you are simply wasting time, neither there is spiritual advancement. So Pandarma is nishpalam jadasu rātrāṁ śrīte andhaṁ prāpitasya. He becomes blind and he remains in darkness, in ignorance. Darkness is ignorance. Therefore half of the life is wasted in darkness.
मुग्धस्य बाल्ये कैसरे कीयत जाति विंशति.
अच्छा, आउट ऑफ दैट 50 इयर्स एट लीस्ट 20 इयर्स इज स्पेंट इन चाइल्डिंग पब्लिसिटी प्लेइंग
मुग्धस्य
वेरी मच कैप्टिवेटेड फॉर प्लेइंग एंड वेस्टिंग टाइम.
मुग्धस्य बाल्ये कैसरे
childhood, boyhood, up to the age of 20 years, young, beginning of youth,
that is also wasted. Mugdhasya balle kausare kriyata jati vinshati.
Vinshati means 20 years, it's spent like that.
Jaraya grasta dehasta jati akalpasta vinshati.
An old man, after retirement, another 20 years, for making adjustment, how to thinking always of my wife is ill, my son is not yet well posted, my daughter is not yet married, and this and so on. For 20 years, like that.
Jaraya.
And then, just like old age coughing, or some rheumatism, some other complaint, there is no digestion, go to the doctor.
So jaraya grasta dehasta,
because this body, you have got a particular type body, you have to suffer or enjoy according to the body.
Jaraya grasta dehasta jati akalpasya vinshati. Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa kesam griheshu sattasya pramattasya apajatihi.
And those who are unnecessarily attached to home life, family life.
Durapurena kamena.
Durapurena kamena, because he's still hoping Although he is getting old, suffering, and becoming invalid, still he is hoping that my wife is there. If I am in disease, he will take care of me, and my children are there, they will take care of me. How I can go outside? How I can take sannyas? I shall have to be alone, and he will take care of me. No, I cannot do. Durapurena kamin. And still is hoping that I shall situate this way and that way, but suppose that is everyone's duty. But not durapurena. Not that one should think of this program, which is impossible to be fulfilled. Pancasadhan gurangaya. There is a sastric injunction here. As soon as he 50 years old, left, leave it. That's right. You cannot make it perfectly situated, your family affairs. If you think like that, I shall make my family affairs very perfectly situated. Then I shall take from them. I shall give all my money to the family, and I shall take some little money with me, and I shall go to Vrindavan. I shall leave there. The adjustment is family, not adjustment how to go to Vrindavan. You will find in Vrindavan there many bad persons are living. The major person, 99% of their money has gone to their family, and 1% money has deposited, saving, getting some, say, 20 or 50 rupees per month, and that. They call this is perfect Vrindavan living. And they criticize also one gentleman. He says, Babaji, you are speaking to me, Swamiji, why you are so much interested for prasya, for preaching? You are living in Vrindavan. Why you have left? Please don't go anymore. Last time I came. And yes, that's all right. But my, what can I do? My Guru Maharaj has ordered. So you better enjoy Vrindavan, let you go to hell. So this thing like this. That simply by sitting at Vrindavan and doing all nonsense, that. Of course not everyone is doing, but this is the mentality. So durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyata Sesam grihesu saptasya pramattasya apajati. Simply there is also another way, which of that, making adjustment. Durapurana dukkhai samantat purjamane. Sesam grihesu saptasya pramattasya apajati. That is also another type of. Ko grihesu pumar saptam ātāraṁ atitindriya sneha pātai grihai vadhyam utsaheta vimuchitam. Prahlad Maharaj is caring. Where there is a single person who is so much attached to family life, ko grihesu pumān saktam ātāraṁ atitindriya. There, to be attached to family affairs means he could not control his senses. One too much attachment for family life means one who cannot control his senses. My Guru Maharaj used to say, this marriage is a type of concentration, license. That's why where there is prohibition. There's no wine. No wine. That's in India, there are many countries. Cities, you cannot purchase wine. Prohibition. It's called prohibition. But there are persons also who cannot live without drinking. So for them, a special license is needed. He has to take certificate from a bona fide medical practitioner that this man, without drinking, he died. Therefore, a limited quantity of liquor
should be supplied to him. So when he gets that certificate, the government gives him a license that he can purchase. So, this constant Loki Babayami Samadhati Vanityasitu Jantu Nahidatra Sodana, that every living being has got a natural tendency for sex life, babaya, amisa, nititi, amisa, madrasiva, intakuti, nityas. That is the condition of material life, sex life, nititi, and intakuti. Nahitatrasodhara, nobody is required to be taught in his school colleges how to use sex life. They automatically know. This science is not taught in the schools and colleges. Neither prasodam. There is no need. But why this arrangement, the marriage? Why this ashtra says that it should be married? That is a life. Yes. Not that it is required, but it is a license one he is unable to control his senses. That's all. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is challenging, Ko, who is that? Grihesu Puman Sattam Atmanam Asadantiya. For he is unable to control his senses and therefore attached to family life. Grihesu Asakti. Sneho Pasi Grihi Baddhai. Utsahe to Vimuchitam. So such person, not only he is sensually attached, but also affection for children, for wife, for family, for house, for dress, for furniture. How he can become free from this attachment? It is very difficult.
Ko grihesu puman sattam atmanam asitendriya sneha pasi.
Sneha pasi. It is just like one is bound up with rope or shackle. This sneha, this so-called affection, is also like that.
Sneha pasi vidha badhyam. Vidha.
Of course, that is natural. This sneha, to have affection for wife, children, home, etc., that is natural. Even Arjuna was standing before Krishna, he was also bound up in that way. But that bound up is defined. That is natural sequence. But one who is dhira, one is so strong, he cannot be. Everyone is bound up by his affection. But somebody is too much bound up by such affection. They were dhira.
Dhira means too much. Sneha pasu dhirai baddham.
Such person who has too much affectionate to this family life, it is very difficult to get them liberated.
Kono artha krishnam visej prane bhavati jayitita jam krinati asudhi presai tattara sevaka mani.
Now, grihesu,
jam artha asudhi krinati pranahani kityapi taskaradi jam sadhayati tasmin arthi krishnam ko no visije.
Prahlad Maharaj said that money is acquired with great difficulty. Everybody is struggling whole day and night for earning some money, honestly and dishonestly. Not only dishonestly, sometimes there are thieves and rogues and burglars. They earn money by killing. So money is so sweet that one is prepared to kill others and get money. So how much attraction for money? So who can give up this attraction? It is impossible. It is very difficult.
Ko no artha krishnan visvije.
Desire for acquiring money. Who can give up artha krishnan visvije? Pranibho pijarsita.
It is so dear that one loves money more than his own self. Pranibho. One can sacrifice his life. Sometimes a burglar decoys, they go to plunder a householder's life. They say, where you have kept money? Give me. Give me your key. No, I cannot give. Or I do not know where the key. Then sometimes they are killed. Still they will not deliver the key. they will shut down. Still they will not deliver the key. Therefore, the money is dearer than life. Otherwise, why is he prepared to give you the key? If his life is so important, then use him a lot of life, sir. If you take my key and everything, don't kill me. But he'll say, all life can kill me, but I shall not deliver. So these are practical. Who also to sign this is a prana, bhopi joyti. They deserve to keep it, even more than life. Everyone tries to save his life, but these attached to material happiness, material wealth. They love material wealth and material opulence more than that. More than that. Prane bhopi sita.
Jab kranati asudhi se sai tatkara sevaka bhuni.
There is a just see how Prahlad Maharaj has selected that the money, for the money, how unfaithfully and dishonestly they live. Who? First of all, Toskara. Toskara means burglar thief. How dishonestly they live. How awfully sinful lives they live simply for money. Toskara.
And then Sevaka,
servant. The servant gives you service, not that he is very much attached to you. He gives service for money. Sevaka. And bonika, and mercantile people, they give you service. Service is our, what is that, there is some program. So, they write in the signboard that, what is that, service is our motto. What service? Because as soon as the customer will come, he will exploit. That's our service. Real aim is how to get more money from the customer. The paid servant also, his real motive is how to get more money from the master. And similarly, the thieves and burglars, they are also the same, how to get more money, even by killing. So just see how Prahlad Maharaj has selected.
Ko krinati asudhi preshai taskara sevaka bhuni.
Taskara means burglar and the so-called servant and bhuni, they have been classified almost in the same category.
Kono vishujet katham priyaya anukampitaya sangangraha sangvishidam samantran Suhetu tatsneha hasita sisnaam kulaak, kulaak kharanam anurakta sitya.
When we are entangled in family life, these are the different types of attraction. What is that?
Katham kriyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram samantra.
Whispering with the wife. Wife is giving some advice. They do like that, do like that. Analytical study. Analytical study. A 5 year old boy, just see.
Katham priyaya anukam.
Priyaya. Priya means very dear. Anukam is very sympathetic. Who can be better friend than wife?
So priyaya anukampita sangam rahasyam.
Always associating and chatting jokingly rahasyam.
Katham priyaya.
You don't be sorry. Sometimes I also remember. Yes, yes. It is so attractive, you see. This is Maya. This is called Maya. Yes.
These are heretically spreading. Katam kriyaya anukam pitaya sangam rahasam vichilamsa mantra.
Vichilamsa, the advice in instruction given by wife is very valid. Vichilamsa mantra.
Then, kulaksharanam anurakta shuhistu tasmeha sitasthi smita.
Then also friendship in family life, there are so many friends.
Sweet tasmeha hasitamukti suna.
And the smiling of children of affection and love.
Tasmeha hasitamukti suna kulap saranam anurapta sista.
Sometimes they cry, they draw tears. In this way, the consciousness becomes absorbed with the intellect. The consciousness in itself becoming Krishna conscious, our consciousness is entangled with all this.
This is a very important sloka. Katam kriyaya anukam pitaya sangam rahasam rujiran sumanchan suhitsita sneha hasita sisunan kulak sararam anurapta sitya. Mantran hita siksa alapan. Mantra means valuable instruction. Suhistu tasangam tesu snehena sito badhya kalani madhura madhura arni akharani jisang sisang tasangam jisa anulakta sita jasa. In this way, if one is too much entangled, how one can. One should always remember, Prahlad Maharaj says that Komaranatavipranta Dharman Bhava. The beginning was that my dear demon friends, from the childhood you should learn Krishna consciousness. And if I am advanced, if I am a young man, if I am married, if I am again fallen into this family life, then it may not be possible. I tell you, that is the fact. These family attractions, nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness movement. They are simply interested with these things. The association of wife, family, children, motor car, house, dress, furniture, there. So much attracted to these things. The main business of their life is the consciousness. They are not there. Oh, that's a good friend. Yeah. That means she becomes guru immediately. She becomes spiritual master. If anyone advises like that why you are so much attached to the skin and bone? Why now you are not attached to Krishna? Or such wife is the spiritual master. Sillamangal was also sexualized by prostitutes. Sillamangal Thakur, the Lord. And immediately, immediately he left and went to Vrindavan. Sillamangal Thakur. But that does not happen to everyone. This is a reference to the context. Because Sillamangal Thakur, in his previous life, he was raised up to the bhava bhakti, but somehow or other, he fallen down. So, therefore, there is no law of a Krishna conscious person. Even he falls down. Sakta sadarsam charanamajam hare bhajan napakotu patetkato jitam. Even in immature state, without being perfectly, maturity falls down, there is no law. Because
Whatever he has done, that remains his asset. Just as Srila Bhagavata Thakur Tulsidas. They had cultivated this Krishna consciousness in 3 years, and that was asset. It was disturbed by some circumstances, but as soon as there was a word from the wife or prostitute, immediately it came to the concept, oh, yes, what I am doing. That is rare instances. It is possible for Tulsidas and Lillamangal Thakur, who are previous as well. So therefore, we should take it that let us increase our effect of Krishna consciousness as far as possible. Even in fall down in this life, there is no loss in this sense. In the next life, I shall begin again. Krishna will give me chance. But that effect means we shall be rigorous. We should be very enthusiastic to finish Krishna consciousness business in this life. There are many authoritative versions of this, that a devotee, even if he falls down, he does not lose his assets what he has already acquired. That means that is never lost. Kṛtapunna punya, kṛtapunna punya. Just like one saves his money in the bank, little. Similarly, if we cannot have the whole amount in this life, little also, that will never be lost. One day when it is full, then it all. Other things you acquire, and if you cannot fulfill the whole thing, whatever you have done, it is lost. Materially, suppose you start a business, you require $1 million in capital, and you have got $1.4 million. So you started, and if you could not supply further money, that $250,000 is also lost. So if you cannot fulfill the whole program, whatever you have done, that is also lost. But in spiritual aspect, it is not like that. Suppose you require to go up to the 100 points, even if you finish 25 or 20 or 50, that is not lost. That is in your effect. Again, you have to begin from 51, I think. That is the instance of Tulsidas. You are already advanced. Not that simply by the words of wife, they turn so quickly. There are many wives, they also joke like that. And not, they do not curse. But he had his asset. He has hundred hit on the point, he turned immediately. So, good, Pachita. You know the story of the Tulsidas? As is your parent. He has too much affection. He had a very beautiful wife. And the Indian system is the wife sometimes goes to father's house, and sometimes in younger age. So his father-in-law several times came to take his daughter, but he refused. No, she cannot go. So, another time when her father came, Tulsidas' mother rebuked him, that this gentleman is coming to say, why you are not alive? So, Tulsidas could not say anything. The wife was allowed to go. That was in the morning, she was allowed. And in the evening, Tulsidas approached father in law's house. In the evening. And that surprised the wife. She became too much disturbed. You are so much attached that I have come in this morning, and you are again in the evening. I said, why are you so much attached to this king and boy? Why not to Ramchandra? That's all. Yes. Bhullamangal Thakur.
के बाद कोकी आना सरोरूप कोकी तको वेरी ब्लैक बट द वॉइस इज टू अट्रैक्ट